Hello, people, and welcome back to No Filter Podcast. It's Brittany, and I'm here with Antoine the asshole. I mean, Antoine, my husband, sorry.
Yeah, you did that too.
Pouring some liqueur. Well, actually, it's just wine, but. Never mind, I don't want none of that. So, how's your week been, Antoine?
Horrible. I'm stressful.
Oh, he started back work.
It's only been, I've only been to work a week. I started last Wednesday. And I'm ready to just quit.
You know, I feel like a lot of people feel like that. I seen somebody today said that they couldn't get no work done, so they was working from their car. Because their kids was, like, getting on their nerves.
No, and that's me. And it's not because, like, the unemployment was decent, but it's like, I mean, I don't know. It's like it's not worth it.
To work, or is unemployment not worth it?
No, unemployment is worth it since they, you know, gave it. Yeah. They're giving people that extra little bit of money, and like that actually worked out. It was actually what I was making, a little bit more than what I was making. People try to over-exaggerate, saying like, well, you're getting doubled in what you're making. Of course you wouldn't want to go back to work. No, compared to what you regularly get from unemployment and the extra $600, it's like a little bit, it's a few hundred dollars more than what I would normally get. Like, people making it seem like you're getting like $1,000 a week extra for, it's not that much. Like, if you, especially if you know how to manage your shit, like, then you can stretch it, but it's only a few hundred dollars more.
So I got a question about that. So is it like any laws or anything? Because I was talking to somebody today and they basically said that her apartment building was trying to evict her. Like, they told her if she didn't pay by a certain day this month for her rent for this month, that they was going to evict her, send her an eviction notice. But she hasn't been to work. So, she said her job just opened up. I think her job is supposed to open up on Saturday. And she told them, like, well, I haven't got my stimulus check. You know, she even sent them a letter telling them, like, I'm getting my, you know, they sent me a letter saying I'm getting my stimulus check on this day. And that's what I'm going to pay. And then they told her she had to pay the rent plus $75 late fee.
No, I'm not. I don't know how it was working. I heard they wasn't. They couldn't charge the late fee.
Yeah, that's what I said. I heard that too. So I'm like, I wonder where I can find that so I can like tell her like give that to them.
Yeah, I'm not sure because it might honestly it might you might have to go onto the like the Ohio website or whatever the state website just to check into that.
Yeah, because I'm like, really? They really acting like that?
Because then it's like, who y'all going to get to move in? Because nobody's really moving in nowhere.
And that's what she said. She was like, you know, she said they've been putting notices on her door all month. And she told them, like, you know, I'm not working. I'm not getting any money. What do you want me to do? Right.
And then you're going to evict somebody, and then you're not going to have nobody that's going to move in. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand.
I just told her to pay what she owed in rent, but I wouldn't pay the late fee.
Yeah, like, you could probably take that to go to court or something.
Yeah, I'd say she probably could take that.
And we in that, like, a month ago. Especially now. But then again, from certain issues I was dealing with, like, court shit probably won't resume until, like, August. You know what I mean? From my little legal situations I had, like, they told me, like, that shit probably won't even resume until August or September.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of people, a lot of places is opening back up.
Yeah, I believe this is stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't stupid to open stuff back up. I understand opening things back up. But it's the things that they're opening back up. Like, okay, yeah, maybe you should open up a few stores to get stuff moving. I understand that. But then you got bars, restaurants, salons, barbershop, gyms, pools.
Basically the YMCA. I got a letter from the YMCA saying that they was going to start charging us again.
Well, we can cancel that because I'm not going.
I wonder what they're going to do about the, like, the sports and stuff.
Right, did they give you money back?
Well, they wasn't charging us. They haven't charged us since March.
What about for the sports and stuff?
No, they just credited it to the account.
Bullshit.
I wonder if they'll give it back to us. I'm gonna have to call.
Yeah, because we need. I'm canceling because I'm not going there. I'm not going nowhere. Like, I can look up YouTube workouts.
It's not like you went there anyway.
I was thinking about it. I mean, I'm actually even starting to get myself together. As you can see, you know. I just think I'm looking a little bit.
I mean, we all look a little bit busted nowadays.
No, I'm not talking about busted. Of course, I need a haircut. But I'm talking about, like, I'm not looking as fatly. Still got a little gut, but I'm not, like, you know? Well, fuck you.
What the hell?
Alright, come on. Like, you're not saying nothing. Like, you just, what's going on?
Nothing. I was about to bring up that Boosie thing, but, looking, he posted some shit about Shade Room. Shade Room deleted something. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, speaking of Boosie, he's been in the news lately for some shit he said a long time ago.
It ain't no shit he said a long time ago. Like, honestly.
Well, let me get through the story first.
Okay, get through the story, man. Start from the top, dude.
Okay. I'm trying to. That's what I'm trying to do. So, basically, Boosie had, first of all, he keeps, okay, I'm not even going to go, because I'm starting to say my opinion is, but basically, he made a post not too long ago where he basically said that he got some strippers at the house to suck his son's dick on his birthday. On his 12th birthday, was it, or the 14th? Okay.
Well, that's what I'm about to start from the beginning because the people are comparing it between the Dwayne
Wade. Okay, that's what I'm saying. He made this post. Boom. So we know that Dwayne Wade, we talked about this on a podcast, Dwayne Wade got a son who wants to be referred to as she and her and daughter. So Dwayne Wade is following through with that. Like, you know, he's doing what his child wants him to do. So, of course, Boosie gets online and says, you know, that he's wrong for that. In so many words, he said he's wrong for that. He not doing that for his sons. If his sons want to see some titties, he going to let them see some titties. It just was so many words back and forth.
It's a different thing in letting your teenage son see some titties on TV or some shit like that and then getting his dick sucked, like. I don't agree with that at all.
Let's just dive right in. For one, first things first, the bitch that did it, if that even really happened, allegedly, this is allegedly what happened. I don't even know if that's really what happened, but whoever the bitch was that did it, if it happened, what the fuck? Like, that's the first thing. Secondly, he brags about it and he talks about, and it's funny to me, I mean, not funny, it's strange to me because when I watch Boosie's videos, he had made a video. I think he was, I don't even know what he was doing, but it came up. Dwayne Wade came up again. Like, he was like, shit, I ain't about to let my sons, if my sons want to see some titties, they gonna see some titties. And I'm just like, okay. And what does that mean? That makes you a better parent than him. But a lot of people's argument is that, well, he parents one way, Dwayne Wade parents.
It's not even parenting in a way. It's like, it's all missing. Basically, people need to mind their business regardless at the end of the day. But for two, it's made misinterpreting what, like, just because his son want to be referred to as her daughter or change the name, the female sounding name or whatever, whatever. People think that he about to get Like, they
incurred a sex change.
Like, he about to cut.
People think, no, say Boosie thinks.
No, it's because people. That's what we're talking. No, it's people. Because you see in the comments, I see people saying, like okay, it's going too far because you want to.
But Boosie's main thing was him saying, don't cut his dick off, Dwayne. Don't cut his dick off. When he never said anything about cutting his dick off.
But then again, you got to think, people don't know. Like, I got to play devil's advocate a little bit because it's like people don't know. Because as soon as you say trans, people think you change it. Like, it's a change involved in surgery and shit involved to change from a man to a woman or a woman to a man. Like, as soon as you say transgender or trans woman, that's the first thing that comes to your mind.
But
stuff is fresh. Like, I said what?
You said earlier, you said people need to mind their business. Do people really need to mind their business? If somebody like him putting out that he let a stripper or whoever suck his son's dick allegedly?
That's what I'm saying. People need to mind their business. And then again, you got to keep your family shit in the household.
I was going to say, he put that out there.
And you can do that with both ways with Dwayne Wade and him. It's like, okay, everybody don't need to be in your kid's business. Mm-hmm. Like, how you think your kid feel like you coming out like that with him? And then it's like, okay, he probably feel the encouragement. I understand that part. But then do you think how is Dwayne Wade's kid? Like, what, 13, 12 or 13 or so?
Yeah.
It's like the backlash. Like, you got to think about that. Like, I understand you're trying to support your kid and you want them to think it's okay. And it is okay. If that's how the way you raise them, that's okay. But what's then again, okay? The backlash. What?
You said what was okay?
See, you're not even listening. Like, how you going to
argue? I'm trying to pull this up because it's part of the conversation.
Okay. I'm talking about even in Dwayne Wade's situation, I understand you're trying to put it out there, let the public know you're supporting your kid, let your kid know you're supporting them. Mm-hmm. In a situation, but you gotta think, is your kid ready for this? Cause he 12 or 13 himself, so the backlash of that, like he or whatever pronoun is,
yeah,
is he ready for the backlash and the criticism? Like, you gotta think,
cause kid, it's gonna be that regardless.
The kid not ready to hear all that negative stuff too. Like, that's gonna, even if you supporting your kid, like people coming at them, you got people don't care. Like, honestly, and it's fucked up. Like, you got grown people coming at the kids, and it's like,
it's also grown people coming at kids. Grown people coming at kids. Grown people coming at grown people. Because you see, I feel like in this instance with Boosie's whole situation, I feel like he rather, and I don't know if his son was traumatized, if that even happened to him, if he even let his son basically get his dick sucked, that's molestation. Like, you don't know if his child was traumatized by that. I think he'd rather have his son suffer trauma, if he was traumatized by that, than be gay.
But, I mean, it's, people think it's different because it's a boy. Like, people think, mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, that's the elephant in the room in the black community, period. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's, like, I'm shocked. And I know a lot of people that's, like, shit that happened to them when they was younger from older people. And it's, like, nobody talk about it, or they, like, shut it away, or they don't try to help the situation. And whoever did it is still around, and they just ignore it. And I'm, like, okay, something traumatizing or horrible was done to a kid at the time. Like, and now you gotta sit there and look at people every time a family gathering around they did something to you.
Right. But to him, he think it's cute.
Yeah, and he
and his son might think it's okay too.
He might think it's okay too until he, what, 35 years old and coming to figure out, like, it wasn't okay. Cause a lot of people, they figure out stuff like that's not okay when they older, and they can't deal with certain situations in their life. They be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I can't.
But that's what I'm saying. I think he'd rather have that than have his son come out as quote unquote gay.
I mean, like I'm saying, he's still going to, if that happened, he's still going to come out with issues as a grown ass man later on in life.
So, you know, I had to get in these Facebook streets. And I got a post from somebody and they said
Facebook streets.
It says, why is niggas tripping on Boosie? I would have been so happy if my dad would have had a hoe give me some head when I was 12.
When I was 12, though?
What you think about that?
No.
I think it's ignorant. Like, when I seen it, I was like...
It's ignorant. Now, but then again, at 12, 13-year-old, some motherfuckers be trying to get some head at 12, 13-year-old, but it'd be... I mean, some 12 or 13 year olds be doing that.
I mean, yeah. But, so you think it's wrong, basically. Like, you think this post is, I think it's ignorant.
It is ignorant. Like, you wish your dad would have got a grown woman to give your 12 year old to have some head.
So I went through the comments to see what people were thinking. Most of the women was like, setting up a session for your 12-year-old is not okay, but if he congratulated his son on getting some pussy, that's different. Which I didn't understand.
I mean, either way, it's not right. Like, you shouldn't be having sex at 12, 13 years old, but
that's the whole thing about, like we always say, that's the whole thing about this gay, not gay sex. It's like they pushing sexuality on kids.
Yeah, like, it's, that's what it seems like nowadays. You put some sexuality on kids, and it's like, and then it's like, you being a parent nowadays is so fucking confusing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, you want your kids to be open-minded, and then again, it's like, they confused, about certain shit, and then we gotta explain shit that we don't understand ourselves, and it's like, I don't know.
Like, we gotta... It's like you don't even want to expose your kids to that, but eventually they're going to be exposed to it. And it's just like they're going to ask you about it. So it's just like, what do you say?
Exactly. We got kids that ask us, our kids ask us certain stuff.
That was the other day. She said, somebody said they wanted to marry somebody. And it was two girls. And she was like, that can't happen. It's two girls. Two girls can't get married. That's against the law. And then she was like, yes, they can. She's like, no, they can't. Ask mommy. I'm like, shit.
Yeah, like, they was going back and forth. I'm like, well,
Can two girls get married? And I just was like, I mean, yes, that's a thing that happens. Two girls can get married. And she's like, what? Two boys can get married too? And I was like, yes, that is also a thing that happens. But I didn't go into it. I just said, it's like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, some people do that. And then they just went about their business. They didn't ask any more questions, thank God.
Thank God. Because it was just like, because with me, you was good because you answered it me. I was like on the fence. I was like, I guess. Like, I don't know.
I just told them. Because nowadays, like, even with some of the shows that they watch, they might not realize it, but there are, like, that show, The Loud House, that Trinity watches a show called The Loud House. It's on Cartoon Network. It's actually a funny, cute little cartoon show. And one day, I was watching it with her, and I realized that one of the main character boy, he got a whole bunch of brothers and sisters. He has a best friend that's black. So he goes to the best friend's house. The best friend got two dads. And one dad is black, and he looked like Al Roker. He actually sounds like Al Roker. I think it's Al Roker's voice, but I'm not for sure. And then it's a white dad. He has two dads. And they just, it's not like, he's like, yeah, Mr. Wilson, or whatever their last name is. And I'm like, so I'm watching, I'm like, oh shit, it's two dads on there. And like, you know, that's not nothing we grew up on seeing, but... When I saw it, I was like, oh, shit. So, I'm looking at Trinity, and she didn't think nothing of it. So, I'm like, okay, fine. I'm not going to say nothing about it. But it was another show on Netflix that I saw. I think we seen it together. It was a little black girl. She had two white dads. And one dad was like, all right, you know, we can play this. Another dad was like, can we hurry up? Because I have a meeting. Like, he had, like, an accent. I'm like...
Yeah, flamboyant.
So, I don't know, like... That didn't bother me either because she didn't ask any questions. But I'm like, okay. but it's showing up more and more, even on Onward. Did you see that?
No, I haven't watched that.
Okay. Onward.
Onward?
I thought it was Onward. Onward, Onward, whatever. The new Disney movie that came out. On the movie, there is the mom has a boyfriend. The mom's boyfriend is a cop. And in one part of the movie, they changed it to the mom's boyfriend because he's a cop. They got pulled over by the cops. The two cops is two lady cops. One of them was Lena Waithe's voice. So Lena Waithe says, they said, oh, what about that stepson of yours? Or what about that? Yeah, they said, what about that stepson of yours? He's crazy or something. And then Lena Waithe goes, yeah, my wife's daughter is like that. And I'm not too crazy about her. But this is clearly a female monster cop or whatever they are. Monsters or wizards or whatever. And me and my friend was talking about that the other day. And she said, you know, I noticed that when I was watching Onward. She was like, I didn't know. So I said, well, you know, that was Lena Waithe's voice. And I feel like with her, she's like the face of, like, you know, she's like black, lesbian. Everybody knows that about her. So when I seen that on Onward, I was like, but again, when I see things like that on TVs or movies, I always look at the kids and see what their reactions are. They don't have a reaction to it. So I'm just like, whatever. I'm not going to sit there like, oh, you can't watch that. Because I know when I worked at my other job, when I was talking about the Loud House to one of my coworkers, about how I'm like, you know, one of the parts of it has two dads. And I'm like, the lady was like, oh, yeah, I know. I saw that. I turned that off. My kids aren't allowed to watch that show. And I'm like, well, it's not like they show the dads kissing or anything like that. It's just one of the boys have two dads.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I honestly, I don't have a problem with it because they're going to see it regardless. Like, we could be out in the grocery store and they see it.
I mean, I don't want to go deep into it, but this is one thing that, I mean, it's not off subject, but it leads back into the subject to where a certain trauma in certain races of people, it's like genetic. Like, certain people that go through certain situations in a history or culture, it can pass along through, it ends up being genetic. Like, I believe it was like a Harvard or Brown study that showed that Jewish people that had grandparents or parents in the Holocaust deal with certain trauma and stuff due to what their parents were through, and during the concentration camps, like, they deal with certain trauma and certain shit generations later. Mm. But ironically, people don't believe that exists in black people. But that's a whole different story. Yeah, but the thing is, like, the range, like, people think, like, it is in the black culture, like, homophobia is it's a taboo. It always been. Like, that's not, like, it's something that you have to, even growing up, it's like, us growing up, it's like, no, that's not. You're not supposed to do that, that's not. But just like in, it's a lot of stuff that went through that to where, like, during, in the islands, like Jamaican, Haitians and stuff like that, they still, like, you gay, anything, female, woman, they, it's like part of their society where, like, no, like, it's completely shut. And, like, the reason behind that is because, like, a lot of, it was a state, it was called, they used to call it back in slavery times, they used to call it, like, breaking the steer, to where they would take the strongest man or the toughest man, and they would break them by basically raping them in front of everybody else to show them, like, to show their dominance or whatever. And, like, that's why a lot of, I mean, people, like, that's a connection to why
black
society. Yeah, that's the connection to why black society is the way they are against. But then it's weird, like, how you can put that connection with other races, but you can't put that connection in the black community.
And I feel like people probably never even known that, because I never known that. But I feel like just because it's always been a negative stigma about it, so that's just what it is. Like, even though they never knew where the negative stigma came from, because it's there, they don't want anybody, or like parents wouldn't want their kids to be gay, or parents don't want to teach their kids that being gay is okay, you know, because of how everybody else gonna look at them.
Yeah, but that's you gotta think of it, that's like a negative stigma into something. Like, it's not negative, mm-hmm. but if this used to happen to people, to break, like, to break people, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I get it.
If that used to happen, like, you telling me that trauma can't pass along?
Yeah, it can. But that's what I'm saying. People can have that trauma, but not even know what it came, where it came from. Like, right. you said, I didn't know that. And a lot of other people might not know that either. But they just know that being gay means something bad.
Yeah. And that's...
But I think that's kind of where, if we go back to the Boosie thing, he might have that mind frame. Was like, oh, hell no. Being gay, especially as a man.
And it is. You got to think of where he's from, too.
Yeah, like, he's from the South, so it's worse. But if you think about it, it is worse for men to be gay than females. Because, like, even... That's like if a woman was to date a man that was gay or used to mess with gay people. Or used to, or that's quote-unquote bi. A woman, especially a black woman, they would not mess with a man that used to mess with men or is known as bi. But...
Or even had like a one-time experience.
Right, right. But if a man's like... Oh, she bi or she like girls, they'd be like, oh, okay, like they might think it's cute. Some, most men would think, like, you know, she like girls or she used to fuck with girls, then it's cool. Yeah. Like, they think it's cute or whatever. So it's definitely a stigma there, and it's definitely a double standard when it comes to men. But back to that, I did want to read a post in that same post that I read about Boosie. Somebody said, people acting like Boosie said the whole world had to do it or something. Boosie raised his kids how he wanted and mind his own, which should be the same way with everybody else. That hurt by, with the same way everybody that's hurt by it should do. Says, Boosie raised his kids how he wanted and mind his own, which should be the same way everybody that's hurt by it should do.
Yeah, I mean, but that don't make sense because he said what he said about Dwayne Wade's kid.
Yeah, and that's what I said. He don't mind his own because he keep, even when Dwayne Wade don't say shit about him, Dwayne Wade has not responded at all. But he keep bringing it up. Boosie keep bringing it up.
He haven't brought it up in a while. The last time he brought it up, it was asked to him. Like, it was a question.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying, even in that live that I saw, he kept... My kids ain't gonna be like the way. Like, I'm just like, what? Come on.
But then I also think it's not right how the way he being treated too. Boosie with his now this is not even talking about his son situation. I didn't even know this. This is my thoughts before that situation even came up. Before he getting his son's head, I don't. This is out of the equation right now. But how he has certain stuff in development or certain stuff, you know, getting ready to pop off, and people basically like put them on hold or didn't follow through because of the Dwayne Wade situation. But then it was like, well, if we get you together with him and apologize, we can get Jay-Z a part of this and you can apologize.
Why the fuck is they always trying to pull fucking Jay-Z?
And if you apologize to it, you know, everything would be okay. So basically, if he apologized to them, everything would be okay and did all of his business shit would go back to how it was. I'm like, and that's fucked up.
But here's the thing. Is it really... If he apologized, he is still going to be attached to him saying that. Period.
Period, yeah. So I don't know why,
like, you're making him... matter what... Like, when it comes to stuff like that, when celebrities say something, that's just like when they tried to... with Kevin Hart's situation, when he was supposed to host the Emmys.
It was Oscars.
He didn't get to do it because people dug up that shit he said years ago, even after he apologized about it. even after he apologized about it.
It wasn't even him apologizing. Like, everybody seen the stand-up. Like, yeah, he seen
said the what he said, and he did apologize about it. But I'm saying, even after that, people still are offended by it.
Yeah, 10 years later, after he said.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's the internet. Regardless if Boosie was to get with Dwayne Wade and Jay-Z for whatever reason, somebody put Jay-Z in there.
As a media moderator, I'm going
to... But you know what? But you know what? I can see why they said Jay-Z, because Jay-Z is... Him and Beyonce kind of like, they advocate for the gays. That's why Beyonce... the gays love Beyonce. Like, the gays and everybody else, but especially the gays. They love Beyonce. But that's because part of the reason is because she advocates for the gays. And I feel like maybe they wanted to bring Jay-Z in so he'd be like, you know, you shouldn't give a fuck about what nobody thinks. Because he does say that sometimes. But my thing is, even if Boosie was to meet up with Dwayne Wade and apologize and do all this, people are still going to be offended by it.
Yeah, because people are going to bring it up.
They're still going to dig that up, because even though he said this line about his son or whatever months ago or however long ago, it's still a thing now. It's dug itself back up.
Yeah. That's the one thing. It's like, whoever that such and such cancel culture is, it's crazy how you can bring up old shit and people gotta apologize or justify old shit that they did.
Yeah, and that's
10 years ago. But it's like, but you haven't seen their progression or their change within that period. Yeah.
And that's the internet. That's period. That's how people are. Chris Brown, how long ago was that?
And that's crazy how...
That was in what? Oh, what? 5?
I think it was like 06.
6.
Because we in high school when that... It was in high school when that shit.
06. It is 2020. People still bring that shit up.
And then
that's
like
attached to his name.
Forever. And then like his career took a hit. Because like Chris Brown should be way more of a...
Chris Brown should be Beyonce status.
Yeah.
He should be.
But now he kind of like that cult R&B artist that has his own little following. Mm-hmm. But it's like, he's still got the money that he should have.
Yeah.
But his fame and
notoriety.
But he would
never have that fame that he should have because of that incident.
He never had the fame and notoriety, and his legacy at the end of the day, I believe by when he like 50s, 60s, years old, people not gonna know who the fuck Chris Brown is.
Right.
But people gonna know who like a Usher is. You know what I'm saying?
I think they will know who Chris Brown is.
I don't think so. I just don't think people would know. Cause honestly, even though he has had like a lot of like his last CD was decent. It was long as fuck, but it was okay. But like CDs like name a recent Chris Brown hit within the last what 3 years.
What do you mean?
Name like a recent Chris Brown song that's like
that was a hit?
That has been like a major hit within the last couple years.
Are you kidding me?
No, seriously. I'm asking a question.
With Drake, that song he made with Drake. You got a girl, you got that song. Wet. Like he had some hits.
Okay, then you got a girl. Okay, that was. And then what else?
Wet. That song, and then it was These Hoes Ain't Loyal.
That was like 5 years ago. More than 5 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, well you said 5 years, right?
I said like 3.
Okay. Wet in that song, and then it was another
Okay, put it like this. Songs with replay value.
Replay value? What does that mean?
Basically, you can... When it come out, you can play it, listen to it, and then 6 months later, you can still listen to it. Like, you can come back to it. Not a lot of artists nowadays have songs with replay... Even albums with replay value. And that's the one thing. It's like, how many of his songs or CDs you can replay a couple years later? And it still be relevant. Are people still hip to it?
I mean, it's. I feel like he has those songs.
He has
a lot more before.
Yeah, before
than now.
Before the incident, but
no, I think before, even after the incident, Chris Brown had that one song that he made.
Exactly.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I can't
What's the name of the song?
Deuces. That song. That was a big hit. He had a lot of big hits after the incident.
You listen to what I'm saying, like replay value, though. You can name... Okay, put it like this. Oh, this is a comparison. Say if you compare him to, like, Usher. Okay, Usher haven't had hits in a long time. But he got a lot of songs with replay value that you can remember that's still being played, that you can play over and over.
So does Chris Brown.
Name them.
I just named a bunch of songs.
You didn't even name the song.
Take You Down, Deuces. Like, it's so many songs that Chris Brown had hits with. Actually, let me look on Instagram. Because he just hit a milestone where he was the only person to do that. Or the only black person to do that. He's done that a few times, actually. Right here. Chris Brown makes history as the first black singer to reach 100 Billboard Hot 100 entries. He's also the second solo singer to reach 100 Billboard Hot 100 entries, right behind Elvis Presley. This is not the first time he did something like that, too. It's another one that he did where I think he bought all his...
Well, he got all his music. So.
Chris Brown's Indigo album has surpassed 2 billion streams across all streaming platforms.
It needed to. He had like 50 songs on the goddamn album.
Yeah, so I think... Oh, even that song Privacy. That one was a hit too. Like, I don't think what you're saying... I mean, I get it a little bit... But you said after the incident, he don't have nothing with replay value. He's had hits, and he even surpassed a lot of... I feel like he could have been bigger than what he is now. Because now it's kind of like he in the background, really.
Yeah.
But that's now. I'm talking about, like, he, even after his situation, he's been up there.
Yeah, he's been up there, but has he been famous and been pushing? Like, you don't see, like... It's not. I'm just saying, in like another 20 years, is Chris Brown still going to be?
Chris Brown has now surpassed 9 billion streams on Spotify. He remains one of the most streamed R&B artists on the platform. It's not like he's dead out here, but I get what you're saying. He could be bigger than what he is.
But then what I'm also saying, in the next 20 years, do you think we still going to be playing Chris Brown? That's what I'm saying. And
that's a hard question, because people are still playing Chris Brown now.
I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm saying he should be, but I'm just saying, like, due to that shit, like, he took a real hit.
Right, but it's 15 years later and he's still relevant and he's still surpassing things. I get what you say.
But, like, look, yo, you had to look that up. When has that been announced? Like, usually when certain stuff like that happen, you hear about it.
It is.
You had to look on Twitter. You had to look that up to hear about it. When it happened, did we hear about it?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Yes, we heard about it.
I didn't.
Okay, that's you.
And I listen to shit all the time. Like, I listen to podcasts that
Chris Brown and Drake's No Guidance is now the longest running number one R&B hip hop airplay chart history, passing Miguel's Adore.
First of all, you said Chris Brown and Drake. Of course, anything that Drake does.
Well, yeah. But that's his song, too. Chris Brown has generated over 36 billion streams across all platforms. He is one of the most streamed R&B artists of all time.
R&B artists of all time. How long has streaming been?
Yeah.
Come
That wasn't good. So, I mean, I feel like he's okay now, but I definitely see what you're saying, where it's kind of... He was at his peak and it's kind of going downhill from here.
And they should have never took it down.
Yeah.
Because he's so fucking talented. Yes. And then, like, I didn't hear...
Him and Beyonce, performance-wise, that they compared to Michael Jackson. I didn't say you had to say that they were comparable, but it's people... If I was a superstar, if anybody even thought to compare me to Michael Jackson, I would be honored. Period. even if I knew damn well that I'm not worthy of it.
I'm talking about.
I'm not trying to go into this argument because there's no argument. There's no argument with him or Beyonce, period,
I say Chris Brown is the closest performance-wise.
Right, but I'm saying there's no comparison.
Yeah, but he's the closest.
But if people were
like Chris Brown
comparing me to this person, I would be on it. And people compare him a lot to him. So.
Yeah. I'm not saying nothing. I'm saying he's the closest, too. Mm-hmm. Like I done heard stories from, like I done heard stories like Jamie Foxx, I think Joe Budden, a few other people, like artists that said, like, Chris Brown can go forever. Like there's like this stamina and just how the moves he do, like he just keep going. Like he do regular shit just out of the blue. Like, and he's like, this motherfucker don't stop. Mm-hmm. Like he don't stop. He doing all types of shit. And it's like his performances and shit and how the way he dance and can dance and sing at the same time, he should be well known.
He should be, but we all know why he's not.
And obviously, we didn't see he didn't change as a person.
Oh yeah,
we didn't see that. But people can't accept something that happened 15 years ago that somebody could change. I mean, come on.
I guess Boosie and Webby is beefing.
I heard they were supposed to be making an album or something.
Yeah, but Boosie just made a whole, like, post about him.
Oh, how many hours ago?
Did he put Waka Flocka and Yo Gotti and Jeezy in it? I don't know. I have to look into this. We'll talk about it later.
Let's read it. Breaking news.
Yeah, this just happened. He just posted that, so I don't know. I have to look into it. It's too much. But what do you think about... So we talked about the whole Boosie situation. What was the other thing we were going to talk about?
See, you need to write down the...
I know. I had it in my... Wait, what's wrong with your phone? That's a cute picture. Oh, come on. Now we got to go through the fucking password.
Oh, that's what you like.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. What? So, have you heard about Trina? So, you see Trina and Trick Daddy did that little versus thing or
they
whatever.
They did?
Yeah, they did. It was cute.
I mean, did they play all the same songs?
No, they did their own little thing. I only got in like the tail end of it. Then they started singing old songs. But not old songs of theirs, like they start singing like literal old school songs. And so next is Nelly and Ludacris. So you better whip out your apple bottom jeans. Because we're going to be listening to that shit. You know, I used to be a Nelly stan.
Yeah, but Ludacris is going to win that. I believe Ludacris.
You thinking lyrically. Lyrically, Ludacris.
Not even lyrically. Ludacris got more songs than Nelly.
I don't know about that.
Yes, he does.
I don't know. It's kind of like they're like
they
on the same level for me.
They not. Ludacris got way more songs.
He got way more hits. That don't mean, no. It's about hits. That Hot in Here.
Hot in Here and Air Force Ones. That's all I know about Nelly.
First of all, Pimp Juice.
Okay.
The one, let me see you take it. Oh, girl, go on, take it up. You can even do it slow. That one.
Okay, that's four.
Saint Lunatics, basically.
Whoa, I'm talking about Nelly.
Okay.
Even with the Saint Lunatics, I mean, you gotta at least have an hour, at least 20 songs. Nelly ain't got 20.
Nelly definitely has 20 songs.
I don't think Nelly got
20. Because that was back in the day, though.
I don't think Nelly got 20 hits.
If you wanna go and take a ride, that was a hit. That was a hit. Tip Drill, that was a hit on the radio and on the video.
Everybody liked Tip Drill as a video.
I like Tip Drill. Let me see. Nelly had a lot of hits. I feel like he might have a little bit. So Nelly versus Ludacris is Saturday, May 16th. So this Saturday. So you're going to listen to that shit.
Yeah, I want to listen to it, but I believe I got Ludacris, period.
I don't know. I might have to go with Nelly.
I guess.
He coming back with apple bottoms.
Oh, he made that? I forgot about that.
So, anyways, Ludacris is good, too. You know what? I don't know.
I told you.
I'm thinking.
Ludacris had way more.
Okay, you can't even name a Ludacris song.
What you mean?
Name
one. I mean, you had Roll Out.
I forgot about Roll Out.
You had...
What's the song you had the big midget on his chain?
Shit. See, I can't remember.
That was Roll Out, wasn't it? No.
Because his Ludacris CD just back for the first time. Like, he had a whole bunch of shit. You had Waterfall.
Stand Up. That's
Waterfall, Stand
when
Up.
When I Move, You Move, just like that.
Bitch, Move Bitch.
Oh, I like that.
Against Me. Ironically.
Pussy Poppin'.
Honestly, I think Pussy Poppin' was better than Tim Drew. The song.
Nah.
The song, not
nah,
the video.
Nah, no, it wasn't.
You Waterfalls. I mean, it was.
I am number one. Remember that song?
I hated that song too.
I'm mad at something. Ride With Me, High In Here, My Place. What song was that? Just a Dream. The Fix. Here Comes the Boom. Air Force Ones. Lose Control. Party People. Batter Up. That was a good song.
That was the same Lunatic song, wasn't it?
No, because it was on Brass Knuckles. It might have been.
I don't know. I still got Ludacris.
Stepped On My J's. Remember that one?
No, I don't.
Stepped On My J's. I didn't like that song anyways. Country Ass Nigga. Heart of a Champion. Get Like Me. Freaky With
okay,
You.
Okay, Get Like Me. I remember that.
And They Say. I remember that one. Tilt Your Head Back. Work It's Dilemma. Dilemma, that was a big one.
What was that?
Him and Kelly.
Oh.
Time. Nasty Girl. One and Only. I don't know that one. So, I mean, it was a couple. I don't know.
Then look up Ludacris.
We'll see. Let me see. Ludacris number one hits. Stand Up, yeah, with Usher. Moneymaker.
Oh.
Why ain't showing a list like it did? What's Your Fantasy? Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. You know what, Ludacris did a lot of features. Lil Jon.
He did do a lot of features, but even his songs is like.
I mean, it's a lot of songs. I think it's like a real close race with this.
I guess.
Move, Bitch. My Chick Bad. Get Back. Burberry Yum Yum. Oh, Blueberry Yum Yum. Sex Beats, Sex Room. Oh, What's Your Fantasy? Moneymaker, Runaway Love. Roll
like
Out, Party Girls, How Low. Oh, yeah, I remember How Low. Rest of My Life, Pimpin' All Over the World. Oh, Pimpin' All Over the World was big, too. Splash Waterfalls, Southern Hospitality, One More Drink. I don't remember that one.
You do.
1 Minute Man.
He was on.
Keep Poppin'.
Pussy Bob.
Yeah, I know that one. Grew Up, Screw Up, a Screw Up. Yeah, I remember that song. Grew Up, a fucking Screw Up. So I'd say it was a lot. I mean, I think it's a hit or miss.
It's a good. I mean,
it's definitely going to be fun to tune in.
It'd be fun to tune in. It depends on what they play.
You going to wear your jersey dress? You gonna wear your pull out your jerseys and your hats, your jerseys that go to your knees. You should get dressed up like around that time. I had an apple bottom shirt.
That's funny though. Like the only reason I still got some of those old jerseys just because it's Allen Iverson and a Michael Jordan jersey.
You should get dressed up. The kids gonna be like, what the fuck?
Right. Like, Daddy, why is your shirt so big?
Daddy, why are you wearing a dress? But that's all I was going to talk about. So, apparently, Kaya.
Oh, I see. Sorry, because she said the only thing Trina got is HIV and HIV medication.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, for one.
That's the only thing I've seen. And, like, I didn't even look at it because it just didn't seem like it made sense. Like, I didn't even read
her. Here's the thing. Kaya has...
one song.
Two hits that I really enjoy.
Which
two.
One?
Don't Trust No Nigga and My Neck, My Back. Kaya is talented.
When? Hmm? Hmm?
What do you mean?
She is?
She is.
She got two songs.
She can rap. I mean, she has more than two songs. She has two hits.
She has two songs.
Kaya can rap, but here's my thing. Kaya...
she has two songs.
How dare you? Like, how dare you come and even try and... what do you think you're going to do? You going to play My Neck, My Back, back to back? Trina has literally been around for, what, 10 years now? Probably longer than that.
Longer than that. But you had one song. Well, two songs.
And literally, it's like when Trina literally, she'll go in, make a song, step out for a little bit, come back in, make a song. Everybody like, hey, Trina, step out for a little bit, come back in, make a song. Step out for a little. You know, like, Trina's always been around. And everybody, I feel like she's one of those artists that's, like, respected. So, the fact that this bitch could even come and say that she wanted to even do verses. Because, you know, who is it?
She had two songs.
What's Alicia Keys' husband's name?
Swiss Beats.
Swiss Beats and somebody else is, like, a part of making the battles. And they, like, they even made a post, like, you can't come in here if you only got one hit. You got to have more than one hit to come in here and verses with anybody.
Yeah, that's what I understand. How's you going to do verses?
Yeah, so she goes on her little, she still be on the internet doing her little thing or whatever she do. And she was talking about Trina. But you know what? I was listening to the Breakfast Club. You know what Charlamagne said? That she should sue Kaya for saying that. She's like, you gotta hit him where it hurt. You might as well sue her. Like, I'm just like, I mean, because she literally, she took it way to the left. Like, it wasn't even about the music. She basically said the only thing only hits you got is taking HIV medicine. And you got HIV. I'm like, what the fuck?
And then, like, where did that even come from?
Right. And it's just, and you know, she got a problem with her for no reason.
And that's not even a rumor. Like, that's not even a rumor nobody ever heard about. Like, never came up ever.
Mm-hmm. So she just be talking shit. But I just thought that was funny that she came up with that and tried to make it a thing. And girl, you're not getting no versus battle. Because you're going to lose because you have one song.
Exactly. She can just play that song. Well,
she even came for Remy Ma one time.
And you can't even... you better,
girl, I wouldn't even. You come, see what happened to Nikki.
You see what happened to... shit. You see what happened to the last bitch that said something.
Like on Friday. You see what happened to the last security guys. You see what happened to the last bitch that tried to come for her. But, yeah, so...
it's not... I'm talking about the bitch before Nikki.
Who? Oh, she shot her or something. That's why she was just shut up.
She don't play.
Well, you know, she don't play. And I feel like she's also one of those people that is respected. But, did you want to talk about anything else?
I don't know. We've been rolling, man. Like, we've been rolling. Hey.
Hmm?
We've been rolling.
Ooh, 53 minutes? That's long. So we're just going to cut it off here.
Right, because you like to do like hours.
No filter, the podcast at gmail.com. If you want to get in on a conversation.
Yeah, we need to get more podcasts going. Honestly, with this, when we was in quarantine, we should have did way more.
We should have did more. I know. We ain't shit.
No, you ain't shit.
Fuck you.
Because you asked me to not be on it, and you're like, I'm tired. I'm like, so.
You did the same thing to me last night. Don't sit there and try and blame it all on me. You do the same thing too.
Last night. You know how many times we
okay,
doing
he tries to blame all this on you. It's all my fault. Oh, it's all my fault.
Do you know how many times? What was that one time?
No, I don't know how many times. I'm not going to. Anyways, nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's theepodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can comment on the podcast page on Instagram. No Filter Pod on Instagram. Get in on the conversation. Let us know what you guys think about the show. Shout out to the people that do give us feedback. Did you have anything else you want to say before we...
No, I don't have anything to say. I don't want to get over-talked and shunned out, so...
Shut the fuck up. That's why you got a hole in your fucking shirt. I'm tired of your ass.
This is a wife beater. Like,
no, because you just tried to fucking... Hey, it's all your fault. It's all your fault. Like, it ain't your fault.
I say it was all your fault.
Kiss my ass. Okay? Because you are you trying to play.
Here we go.
You stay trying to fucking play.
All right. Can you end the podcast?
You got the phone. Stop it.
I'm talking about, like, do your outro.
What's my outro? I just did it.
Right, but don't
you... All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Never.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Yeah. This motherfucker.
Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.